David Aldous. David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Good news. In fact, great news. Very soon now we can announce Worship Radio 247 will be going live once again. It has been painstaking hours of work by Martin to prepare the new software he will be using. He is now finalizing all we need to be able to bring you live programming for Worship Radio 247. If you would like to donate to the work that we are doing on Worship Radio 247, Worship TV, and the Worship 247 podcast, then please go to the website www.worshipradio247.org and click on Donate Now. You would be helping the ministry and allowing us to take the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Oh, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. It is so great to get your company. This is the Worship Radio 247, the podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to bring you some wonderful worship, if you will. Firstly, I'm going to bring you a song from Rend Collective Experiment. And right after that, Beth Croft. And they are singing exactly the same song. So you can hear the same song from two different perspectives. That is coming up. I'll also bring you Agape Love and Part 11. And today we take a look at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 7. The most famous love chapter in the entire canon of Scripture. That is all coming up very, very soon. If you'd like to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. And the way to do that is to send us an email to this address. It's studio at worshipradio247.org. That is studio at worshipradio247.org. It would be great to hear from you. We would love to pray for you. We would love to include you in the program in some way. But right now, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. This is amazing. This is the Rend Collective Experiment. And this is called Boldly I Approach.
By grace alone, somehow I stand. Where even angels fear to tread, invited by redeeming love, before the throne of God above, He pulls me close with nail-scarred hands. Into His everlasting arms, when condemnation grips my heart and Satan tempts me to despair, I hear the voice that scatters fear. Oh, great I am, the Lord is here. Oh, praise the one who fights for me and shields my soul eternally. eternally.
That is the Rend Collective Experiment here on the podcast. And Boldly I Approach. Coming next, I'll bring you Agape Love and part 11. We're looking today at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 7. That comes next.
David's Daily Devotional.
There was a little gap. Did you notice that little gap? Just a tiny little gap. That gap was there for a reason, because we are recording for this for podcasts, and it's not the Hour One Nugget. It's the Daily Devotional. So there's that little gap, but never mind. Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Oh, I love this. Live radio, eh? The Daily Devotional, part 11 of Agape Love. And today we turn to the most iconic and most famous love chapter in the entire scripture. And I'm not talking about Song of Songs either. I am talking about 1 Corinthians, Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 13 and verse 4. That's what we'll be studying, but I'm going to go from verse 1. Listen to this. If I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Those are amazing statements that Paul is making. Now, when he is writing this specific letter, this first letter to the church in Corinth, you know, he could have written it much quicker by just saying, I, Paul, servant of God, am writing to you, the Corinthian church, do me a favor and cut it out. Because the entire letter was admonishment. He was telling them off. He was saying, stop messing around. Start to understand what I tried to teach you when I came there. But you're not listening. You're not learning. So I'm going to have to send this letter and lay it out chapter and verse for you. And first of all, you need to learn about this. And now you need to learn about this. And finally, we come to chapter 13. And he's saying, now you need to know about love. You don't know what love is. And so he starts his chapter in quite an amazing way. Can you imagine someone who could speak all the languages of the earth and of the angels? Can you imagine someone who could do that? They would be brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But if they didn't love others, Paul says, they would be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. In other words, nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Nada. Rien. Nunca. Absolutely nothing. So then Paul says, now I'm going to show you what love is. I'm going to show you what real love is. So that when you say that you love someone, when you say those words, that's what it means. Not, I think you look really, really gorgeous, and I actually quite fancy you. So I'm going to say I love you, because it's going to make you think that that's lovely, and you're going to be impressed by that. No, 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 no. This is what love is. First of all, love is patient. Second of all, love is kind. It is not jealous or boastful or proud. It's not rude. It doesn't demand its own way. It's not irritable, and it keeps no record of when it's wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Watch this. Love never gives up. Never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. That is what love is. And I have learnt what love is myself at a cost. Because someone turned away from me and I loved them with the love of Jesus and they turned away from me. And I still love. I still continue to love. I still continue. That will never end because that is what love is. It never ends. And we are instructed by our Lord Jesus Christ that we have to do that. Even if we don't like the person, you still have to love them. And look what love is. I don't believe necessarily that love is liking someone. I mean, if you like them, it certainly helps. But you're not called to like them, beloved. You're called to love them. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It doesn't demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of when it's been wronged. And it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices with the truth. And love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Are you getting this? Love isn't a bubbly word. It's actually a verb. It's a doing word. It is action. You can't love someone with emotion necessarily. Forget emotion. That's not what this is about. Sometimes, I am certain of this, the Lord Jesus looks at David, looks at me, and he says to me, you know what, the stuff that you're doing, I don't like. And I don't like you very much sometimes, but I do love you. Because it's not emotional. It's an action word. It's a doing word. It demands action from you. Think about those that you love. Right now, think about those that you love. Well, actually, you should be thinking about everybody that you know, because that's what we're called to do. We are called to love everyone that comes in our vicinity. We are called to love everyone that we know. We are called to love those that don't even love us back. We are called to continue because love never fails. It never gives up, never loses hope, never loses faith. But sometimes I think, you know, I fail so much. Because by and large, I'm not patient. You may well be saying, well, David, I'm really patient. I'm very patient. Well, that's wonderful for you. But for me, I'm being open and honest. I'm not always patient. I'm not always patient. And love is patient. And I have to learn patience. I'm not always kind either. I can be quite brutal sometimes. And that has to change in my life. Beloved, I'm not talking about you here. Please hear me. I am not condemning you. I'm not even convicting you. I'm talking about my shortcomings. Love is not jealous. I have to say, I am not jealous at all. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. I really don't. And I hope and pray that I am not boastful. And I certainly know that all the pride I had once has been knocked out of me. Because I have learnt that this isn't about me. This is about my Lord and Savior. This isn't about me. It's about Jesus. This isn't about me getting any glory because I'm brilliant at what I do. This is all about Jesus because I'm not brilliant at what I do. Because I know this, I could not do this without Jesus. I could not do this without the Holy Spirit. I could not do it. I am telling you. And I've got proof of that. And here's the proof right here. When I was at Bible college, On Thursday nights, we had to do homiletics, which is preaching. And we had to do preaching practice. And my name is Aldous. And so, therefore, I was first. I was the first one. And the lecturer came to me and said, David, you're up first. You'll be preaching on Thursday nights. And I said, no, I won't. So he said, why not? I said, because I haven't been called to preach. I am not a preacher. I never will be a preacher. That is not what I want to do. That is not what I'm good at. And therefore, I won't be doing it. And I did not do one preach at Bible college. Not one. Because I genuinely felt that I wasn't called to preach. Even when this guy called Godfrey, or Jeffrey, I can't remember his name, he's now a pastor, a senior pastor in a church in South London. He came up to me in Bible college and he said to me, David, you will preach. And I said, no, I won't. He said, yes, you will. Believe you me, you will preach. How little I knew. But I felt I wasn't called to it. I felt that wasn't my gifting. And I can tell you this, beloved, it is my gifting because the Holy Spirit resides inside me and has demanded that that is what I do, and that is what I do. I trust him so very, very much when I'm going to open my mouth, because unless the Holy Spirit is speaking through me, I shut up. I will not speak. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. And watch this, love is not rude. So if you're saying something nasty to someone, that is not showing them any love at all, and it shows and proves that you don't love them because you're being rude to them. That is an amazing word. It is not rude. It is not rude. Say after me, love is not rude. Say it again, love is not rude, because this word is directly for someone who is listening to this broadcast right now, right at this minute. This is for someone. This is really for someone. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. And there have been times when I have been so irritated. And there are times when I still am so irritated. But the Lord is dealing with that. It keeps no record of when it's been wronged. So when you have been wronged by someone you love, by a loved one, and you say to them, you remember you did that in 1993? Rubbish. That is not love. You cannot remember it. You have to forget it. You have to forgive it. You have to forget it. You have to forgive it. You have to forget it. You have no choice. Love does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. And remember this, beloved. Love never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful. And it endures through every circumstance. Say that. Every circumstance. Love endures through every circumstance. In the mighty name of Jesus, that is the truth. That is what love is. And we cannot package it or contain it in any other way than to say, beloved, that is what love is. That is what love is. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the power. Thank you for your word and your continued word. And we give you glory and honor and praise that is due your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Quite a powerful and important word, that is. This is a powerful and important song, Beth Croft.
By grace alone, somehow I stand, where even angels fear to tread. Invited by redeeming love, before the throne of God above, He pulls me close with nail-scarred hands into His everlasting arms. When condemnation grips my heart, Satan tempts me to despair, I hear the voice that scatters fear. The great I am, the Lord is here. Oh, pray. Than this world has known. I'm face to face with love Himself, His perfect, spotless righteousness. A
on, sing along now.
This is the art of celebration,
knowing we're free from condemnation. Oh, praise the Lord,
oh, praise the Lord,
who made an end to
such a powerful song. That is Beth Croft and the Art of Celebration. Boldly I approach. What a time we've had. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives right now. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And we thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's been great getting your company. If you'd like to send us an email, we'd love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. Please share this podcast. And please comment as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and bring you his peace. Now and forevermore. I'll see you very soon.